Good morning. My name is Hema Patel. I'm here today with the Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer of Quest Diagnostics, Dr. John Cohen. Today, Dr. Cohen will be discussing Quest Diagnostics' presence in the digital health space and healthcare consumer engagement. This presentation has been created in collaboration between Quest Diagnostics and Rock Health. So, good morning, Dr. Cohen. The first question we wanted to ask you this morning is, would you be able to provide some background on what Quest Diagnostics' role in the digital health revolution is today and what we can anticipate from Quest in the future?
Okay. I think the most important role that we're playing is Quest Diagnostics believes that the transparency for patients and physicians will help to move healthcare towards a environment where people will increasingly embrace their health, their conditions, and be more involved in their healthcare. So as a result of that core philosophy, we have been on the forefront of pushing forward the strategy that patients should have access to their own laboratory results. So many people don't know that, that currently in upwards of approximately 35-ish or so states in the country, we are allowed to give patients their results, but there are a significant number of states where we actually cannot. And that's because of rules that were originally set up by something called the CLIA amendment federally. And then states in their own jurisdictions are allowed to decide whether or not patients have access to the results. So in many states, the physician has to order the lab, and then we can give the results to the patient. The patient has no direct access. So having said that and believing in transparency, what we have been doing is trying to provide patients direct access through the laboratory results. And part of that was the development of a mobile platform, the name of which is Gazelle, where patients can actually sign up in the states that they're allowed and get direct access to their laboratory results. There are some qualifiers. We do give the results to the ordering physician first, and we wait 48 hours before we release them to the patient, so the physician still has more than adequate time to inform the patient of the result and have the discussion. We do not release cancer results, HIV screening results, and genetic information, because we believe strongly that at least those three areas, that kind of information is still best coming from your physician. So Gazelle is our mobile platform for both delivering results and for a personal health record. The second part of the embracing patients and people who have normal health, embracing their own health, is to provide patients with what we call their own personal health record so that they can also carry with them all the necessary information, upwards of 90% of the information that they would need at most initial physician encounters or in the emergency room. Personal health record is different from an electronic medical record, which is a full-blown accounting of all of your medical information. So, for instance, the personal health record that makes up Gazelle has information about your medications and your allergies and your physician contact information, issues related to prior immunizations. It has some categories of prior history related to certain diseases that you may have. But it's really that information mostly that you would fill out in a clipboard when you see a physician or arrive in the emergency room for the first time. And in addition, of course, it has your laboratory data. The difference with Gazelle that most other prior applications is that we automatically, if you sign up, download your laboratory data into your smartphone. The advantage of that is patients don't have to enter the data, which has been one of the biggest barriers for people adopting healthcare information to their mobile devices, is the intensity of which it requires someone to enter a lot of different data. So having launched Gazelle over 2 years ago now, we now have somewhere 300,000 plus users on the system, and it's growing every day. So that's where, you know, that's our part of our mobile platform. The other part of our mobile platform for Quest is to be able to deliver to physicians a very laboratory results and eventually alerts relative to different patients' diseases in a mobile fashion, whether it be on your smartphone or your iPad or any other tablet. So we're moving quickly to develop or have developed applications that make it very easy for a patient, for physicians to track their patients' data and get access to the data in auto laboratories wherever they are. So those are some of the bigger issues that we're addressing at Quest.
So following up with the discussion of Gazelle, you know, of the many mobile health applications that are out on the market today, Gazelle has had favorable iTunes rankings and downloads over the 2012 fiscal year. Can you provide us more of a perspective on why you think that Gazelle is often the top 10 of free health applications that are downloaded in the various application stores?
I actually can't compare because I don't know what the others are that are downloaded. I would think that the probably ease of use and, you know, there's an increasing, quote, you want to call them consumer-patient demand for their own information. And I think that there are a huge number of patients with chronic diseases, whether it's diabetes or cardiovascular disease or high blood pressure or many other of the chronic diseases where we provide laboratory information. It's really easy and nice for patients to carry that information with them. So by downloading the app and then downloading their lab results, they carry it wherever they want. So my guess is that's what's making it attractive.
What type of feedback have you received from consumers about Gazelle, and how do you think the role of the healthcare provider or providers is going to be evolving with the growth of digital health and an increase in the number of consumer-facing applications that are presently out on the market and are, you know, projected to grow significantly over the next 4 years?
Well, first, I could only tell you anecdotally. I don't have any data. I don't have any survey data yet on what the popularity is of Gazelle and why they like it. I know anecdotally that you know, lots of folks that we've talked to like it. They like it because they go to the lab all the time. They like having the results. I think from a physician point of view, there is culturally some uneasiness at the beginning with physicians because they are the ordering, the ordering entity. And physicians have to get used to the idea that patients are going to have access to their own data. Now, whether that be laboratory results or radiology results or access to actually patient charts, most people see that pendulum is swinging relatively rapidly towards patients having access to all sorts of their information. So next generation of physicians are going to be more comfortable than this generation. That it's just going to take, it will be a cultural change for physicians to accept the fact that although they are the ordering physician, that the frequently patients will have access to their information, sometimes get to it before they might just because of how busy they are. And they have to be prepared to have those discussions when patients come to their office, when the patients do have their, in this case, laboratory values. And so they will be asking more questions. You know, what does this mean? Why is my levels normal? Why are my levels high? Why are the levels low? Which we believe in the end actually is better for patient care. Because once patients internalize and have a better understanding of the disease, we think that's better for them.
Would you be able to elaborate on what areas of digital health outside of what Quest is doing today that you're following closely or most interested in?
I think most of it is the applications around specific disease entities. So we're particularly interested in applications relative to cardiovascular disease, infectious disease, women's health, probably as I'm thinking the three bigger ones. We do have some interest and actually have been following what's going on in pain management for better treatment of patients who are abusing prescription drugs. And I think certainly on the broader wellness space, we have a significant interest about what's going on relative to overall wellness, whether that's keeping track of your weight, your blood pressure, fitness in and of itself, So I think those are the four or five areas that we're particularly tracking right now.
Recently, you spoke at TEDMED, and the theme of your discussion was centered on patients as healthcare consumers, and that patients could do a better job as healthcare consumers. How do you believe digital health helps patients be more thoughtful about their health purchasing decisions? And in what ways is Quest supporting consumerism?
Well, it's basically what I just talked about. We're supporting consumerism because we're making data available to patients, which makes it, you know, being more transparent. I think the talk at TEDMED was really mostly to get people to understand that that patients may not be as big of consumers as people think they are, meaning that when you want to buy something or purchase something as a consumer, you ultimately really want it. So there are many people in the healthcare wellness space who will be more of a consumer type, will exhibit more consumer behavior than frequently patients who may be fall into different areas. So what I mean by that is a lot of patients and people don't want to know if they're sick or want to be screened for diseases because they're afraid of what they may not understand. So part of our strategy and part of the bigger issue right now in the country is how do we educate people to be better, quote, consumers of healthcare and actually ask more questions and be better informed. That's a very tough issue for us to get by, quite honestly, right now. So, for instance, if you look at the number of people who have colonoscopy, it's very low, although everybody knows that screening for colon cancer is a good thing. If you look at the number of people who actually do things that we know improve their health without being incentive, it's relatively low. So a lot of questions are being raised about, well, why do you have to incent people to do something that's good for them? So a lot of the TEDMED talk was around the issues of how do we move people to actually be more interested in their own health? And that's a pretty tough hill to climb right now.
All right. So Dr. Cohen, thank you so much for providing your insights on Quest Diagnostics' presence in the digital health space.